This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Insha'Allah to all the brothers and sisters, let us begin our day with the morning dua. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم أدخلنا جنتك وأجرنا من النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. Can some of the sisters try to sit further in so that we don't block the passage for the latecomers? Yeah, if possible, try to sit further. Give more space for the latecomers. Firstly, we like to thank Allah Rabbul Alameen for all His blessing, His mercy. And today we have also a lot of our children from the Home of Hope with us because of the Kalash presentation. And we are also very happy to see Brother Arifin is back with us, one of the elders who have been very consistent, and he's always here, the first to arrive normally, follow up with our Sister Rohani and Aisha. And these are people who are always here before others arrive. It is a ni'mah, it is really a ni'mah if you understand it in the Quran. Innal muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat wal qanitin wal qanitat was sadiqin was sadiqat was sa'imin was sa'imat wal hafizina furujahum wal hafizat wa zakirin Allah kathira wa zakirat a'addallahu lahum ma'firatan wa ajran azima. This ayah, inshallah, we pray that all of us who are here will be among this ayah, will be in this ayah. Allah is telling all of us, indeed, the Muslim, male or female, the believer, mu'min, male or female, the qanitin, male or female. Qanitin, we are all Muslim, alhamdulillah. We are all mu'min, alhamdulillah. But who are among the qanitin? You can get one chair if there's some chair for the brothers. Yeah, please share some chair because Wal-qanitin wal-qanitat. If you are not among the qanitin, qanitat, but you are among the muslimin wal-muslimat. And insha'Allah, from muslimin wal-muslimat, we will upgrade our situation to mu'minin wal-mu'minat. Because all Muslim are not yet a believer. All believer automatically, they are Muslims. And there is a difference between muslimin and mu'minin. Qanitin wal qanitat are those who are very consistent in doing all the good deeds. Very consistent in their prayer. Very consistent in their fast. Very consistent in attending classes. Very consistent in doing righteous deeds. Are those under the category of qanitin wal qanitat. Because they are believers, but sometimes up and down. But qanitin is a person who is very consistent. Istiqamah. The little that they are doing, but they are very consistent. And this is what the Prophet loved most. He's a, like I said, the blessing that Brother Arifin is back with us. He was tested by Allah, you know, with a sudden kind of trial, yeah, illness, yeah. We pay him a visit, but he was not alert at that time, yeah, under support, a lot of support machine. But Allah Kareem love him more than we love him. But we all love him. While he was not here, we miss him a lot. We pray for him. The minute he's out, he's back to us. Allahu Akbar. This spirit is one of the examples that we can follow. Especially when we age, we do not want to waste our time doing things that do not benefit us. We want to spend time wisely to gain knowledge. And the knowledge is the Quran and Sunnah. And we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the righteous people. The people who love Allah and the people who love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, brother and sister, we have a lot of other sisters too who are very istiqamah, only Allah knows. Yeah. We don't mention their name, but Allah knows better. We all will bear witness within ourselves in the day of judgment that yes, I know her, I know him, because we are together. And this is one of the blessing of when you are together in a jama'ah, doing right thing, doing what please Allah and please our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we are here to learn about what Allah want us to do and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam want us to follow. That's all. We are not here to teach you more than that. Follow the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a bit difficult for beginners because we are not used to Allah's commandment, we are not used to the Sunnah of the Prophet. We are so familiar with tradition, with culture, with the norm. But here, we always try to make sure all the good brothers and sisters who love Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prove to Allah and the Prophet we love them by doing what Allah wants us to do first, and follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Today also, because of the closing of the Kalash, what we call this program, yeah, so then we have all the children who participate, yeah, is here with us. We like to thank the sponsors and those who have support, yeah, this program. Is an activity that we collaborate between Superthinker and Al-Qadim youths, including Al-Qadim's members. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, before we continue with the book, firstly, we'd like to convey the warm salam from a Muslim brother and sister from Tokyo, Japan. We just came back a few days ago. We were there for a camp, family camp. This family camp will be organized by them normally once 2 years, and we are propagating to do it once every year. Yeah. And they love it. They gain a lot. Yeah. It's a mixture of the committee members who are active in helping to run the mosque, Tokyo Mosque, and also the reverts. So it's a combination between those who are active in serving the mosque and the reverts. How to get them stronger and closer to each other. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen reward the brothers who are the main sponsor. Is the founder of the Salam Foundation, the Salam Mosque, where he have appointed me from the beginning to be an advisor to this foundation and this mosque. Everybody who like to go to Japan in the future, don't forget to check with us. We'll give you the address so that you are aware of it, so you will visit them and see their activities, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, again, inshallah, with the blessing of Allah Rabbul Alameen, we are going to continue with the book on knowing the messenger of Allah and the prophets. When you talk messengers, they are prophets. When they are prophets, they are not yet a messenger. All prophets is not a messenger. Every messenger is a prophet. Alhamdulillah. It's good to have the knowledge to identify the difference. You know? And may Allah Rabbul Alameen give us the right intention that whenever we learn something about what Allah said and what the Prophet have told us, we have the adab, the intention to act upon the knowledge. We do not want to increase knowledge without action, meaning that knowledge will not benefit you and benefit me. But when the knowledge is followed up with action, this knowledge is called ilm an-nafi'ah, means knowledge that benefit all of us. That is what we want. We know people have been attending classes here and there, listening to YouTube lectures here and there, but there's no changes in us. Meaning, the knowledge that we have acquired do not benefit us. We learn, we see, we hear, but no changes. How do you feel if you are telling your children to do this and do that, but no changes? What will happen to you? Are you happy? No. When you see no changes from the children, you know what will happen. The first thing, your blood pressure will go up. There are some changes in your blood pressure. Yeah, from resting, you become very unrest. Yeah, from happy, you become sad. They are sure to change somebody. But if they will change based on what you want them to do, it makes you so relaxed and happy. Then inshallah, with the will of Allah, you live longer, inshallah. You know, you have black hair, inshallah, yeah, for a longer time. You know, when you want to see whether the people is under pressure or not, look at the color of the hair. You know, we know we have a lot of changes in our hair, means there is some test from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Without forgetting brother Abdul Aziz, yeah, wife, sister Zubaydah, is improving her health, alhamdulillah. May Allah Rabbul Alameen grant every one of us health, wealth, and strong iman. Ameen. If I am not wrong, normally I would like to reconfirm from either Brother Arifin, who is always here to remind me about which page. But last Sunday I was not around. God was in Japan, and we have the two sisters. So obviously we are at page 59. Yeah, Alhamdulillah, good. We need to remind each other. Yeah? Being human, we all have weaknesses. That's why Allah said, "Wazakir fa inna zikra tanfa'al mu'minin," meaning remind each other, because by reminding each other, it brings a lot of benefit for the believers. If we consider ourselves believers, Alhamdulillah. Now, based on page 59, the topic that we are going to discuss, the head, the theme is religious and moral quality of the prophets. Now, it's very important for us to have quality in life. When you eat, when you drink, anything you do, you like to make sure that the quality is there. Quality control. Yeah? QC, they call it QC. Yeah? Quality control. Allah Rabbul Alameen do not once in the Quran say aksaru amal. No. Aksaru amal mean do a lot of things. Eat a lot of food. Just quantity, no, but Allah said ahsanu amala. Always in the Quran Allah emphasized ahsanu amala, righteous good deeds, not just any deeds, good activities, not just any activities. No, that is the difference between Allah's choice and our choice. Children today, you ask them about food, they just enjoy eating and get food. Finish. They are not so alert about quality. As we age, we realize the importance of quality food. Yeah. I think majority of us are not inclined to junk food now. All the fast food is a killer. But you cannot stop the children. They are fast growing children. So when they want to grow fast, they eat fast food. So they grow up very fast. They shoot up. They get exposed to many things in a very young age. But Allah Rabbul Alameen always emphasized the importance of quality. Ahsanu amala. Linabluwahum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Ayyum ahsanu amala. Allah will test us with a lot of challenges, and He will look into every one of us who have the best deeds. Quality deeds. We want quality times, quality food, quality drinks, quality work. So we hope that we understand the importance of qualities in life. They had the best character. What is the difference between prophets, messenger, and all of us? Human, yes. They are human beings, we are human beings. They eat, we eat. They drink. They have family, we have family. They work, we work. Majority of the prophets' profession are shepherd. Allah tests them by making them shepherd, taking care of sheep before they start to take care of human. Now our lifestyle have gone. Children sometimes don't even see the real goat here. They also don't see the real chicken. They only get KFC. They only can see the chicken in the supermarket. Live chicken, they don't know how the chicken look like sometimes. Why? Because we are not engaging our children with the environment anymore. They are so close with the gadget, with all the IT, They know how to swipe. They are swiping children. Just swipe, swipe, swipe like we use our credit card, no? It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. They are not attached to the environment anymore. And this is not healthy for them. Yeah? They had the best character. Let us look at what Allah said. We have seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, the creator, the knowers, the seer, selected his messenger to be the best of all people from time to time. And he say, Allah himself confirmed, Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuha wa ala Ibrahim wa ala Imran alal alamin. Allah is telling all of us, indeed Allah chose Adam, Nuh, the family of Abraham, the family of Imran, above all people, above all people. Alhamdulillah. Walaikum salam. Allah is telling us, number one, he chose Adam. But the word that Allah used at the end of this ayah, alal alamin. Alal alamin means above all the creation of Allah. Allah created the heaven and the earth, the jinn, the angels, yeah, the trees, yeah, animals, and also he created human being. Among all the creation, Allah said, human being is the best. It start from Adam alayhi salam. To the extent that Allah command the angels, the high ranking creation of Allah. Angels are one of the creation of Allah that do not commit sin. They are sinless creation of Allah. The angel was so high in stages, but Allah said, prostrate to Adam. Allahu Akbar. Why? Why Adam was granted this kind of honor? Because of knowledge. Just because of knowledge. Allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. Thumma aradahum ala al-mala'ika. Faqala anbi'uni bi asma'i ha'ula'i in kuntum sadiqin. Qalu subhanak la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antas samiul 'alim. Allahu akbar. Allah rabbul alamin, when he created Adam, he knows, he is the all knowing, and then he commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam. All of them prostrate except one of the jinn, that Allah have upgraded this jinn to the level of the angel. He is not an angel. He is a jinn. But he was upgraded because he was so faithful, so obedient to Allah. So Allah upgrade his status from the jinn to the level of the angels. Be among the angels, but not an angel. So he said to Allah, I'm not going to prostrate. Now why Allah want the angel to prostrate? So Allah tests the angels, including this jinn. He said, tell me, what is this? What is that? None of them can give any answer. They all say, qalu subhanak. La ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. Glory be to you, O Allah. We have no knowledge about what is this and what is that, except what you have taught us, O Allah. Because Allah is the owner of knowledge. He knows everything. Alim. If Allah do not grant you knowledge, you won't have knowledge. If Allah do not grant us guidance, we will have no guidance. then we will become a disbeliever. So Allah is telling us that He is the knower. Then Allah taught Adam a lot of things. عَلَّمَ الْآدَمَ أَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. We taught Adam all the names about the creation that Allah have created. And then we asked the angels, angel prostrate, but the jinn among the angels said no. So then Allah asked them question, they can't answer. Then they said, go and ask Adam. Go and ask Adam. And that's how they start to ask Adam, what is this? What is that? And Adam become their first teacher to the jinn and the angels. Must you respect your teacher? Must you honor them? Yes. Allah honor people who have knowledge. How can we do not honor them? And who is the one who taught all of us about things? Who is the first one who taught us? Of God, Allah is our mother. Mother is the one who is very close to the children. Father also close, but father is always outside, working, finding money to support the family. But mother is always very close. That's why only mother will bear children. Only mother get pregnant. If the father have big stomach, it is not your pregnancy. Yeah, it's for others reason. Alhamdulillah. So when the Prophet was asked, who should I honor first? He said, mother. They ask again, mommy. They ask again, ummi. I use the term, yeah. The Prophet just used only one term. But I use term that we understand. But when the man keep on asking, last, the fourth time, father. So father also is inside. Yeah? But mother always come first. So Allah is telling us that Adam was the chosen one, the first learned creation of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Then Allah continued to Nuh. Adam have generation, that means Adam have children and grandchildren. But in the time of Nuh, Nuh is the first messenger. Adam have no ummah, but Nuh have ummah. In the time of Adam to Idris, there is no disbeliever. No one deny Allah. They commit sins. They kill among themselves, Adam, son, Habil, Qabil. But they do not deny Allah. They all are believers. Only they commit other sins. In the time of Noah, then more human being is being born, more followers. Then Satan work very hard on them. They start to worship idols. Idol worshipping began in the time of Noah, not in the time of Adam. Human race, shu'uban wa qaba'ila, started from the time of Noah, not the time of Adam. Adam is known as the father of mankind. Noah is known as the father of human nation and tribes. Race, tribe, started in the time of Noah alayhi salam. All the different languages started in the time of Noah alayhi salam. All the different color, alwan, started in the time of Noah alayhi salam. I mean colors among mankind. Among other creation, it was there already. Allah created the earth with all the unique color, the heaven, the sky, mashallah. The ocean, you go in, deep in the ocean, amazing, you see the, how colorful the ocean is. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. So Allah is telling us about Adam, Nuh alayhi salam, the family of Ibrahim, because from Ibrahim, then all the prophets start to come down from the time of Abraham. Abraham got two sons, Ismael, Isaac, Isaac, and then come to Yaqub. Yaqub, then you Zakaria, Yaqub, you have the 12 children involved Yusuf alayhi salam. Among the 12, this is the beginning of the Bani Israel. Before that, there is no Bani Israel. The Bani Israel tribe start from the time of who? From Yaqub. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Wa ala Imran ala al-alamin, and also the family of Imran. You know who is the family of Imran? The family of Imran is the family of Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. So Allah is telling us, if we want to look into history, if you want to look into the quality of people, started from there. Start from Adam, Noah, family of Ibrahim, the family of Imran. Furthermore, Allah confirmed His messengers with great qualities and noble characteristics that no other people possesses. Allahu Akbar. And Allah said in the Quran, Surah Anbiya, verses 73, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّ يَحْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. Now Allah is telling us about the great qualities and the noble characteristic of these people. We make them the prophets after Ibrahim's leaders. Prophets are leaders. Prophets are the best people at their time. Guiding by our command. Why? Why they are the best? Because prophet will not put their opinion to talk about matters. When they want to guide somebody, they use the guidance of Allah. They use Allah's command, not their nafs, not their desire. We human, when we talk to people, we put our desire, our feeling ahead from the commandment of Allah. This is what happened to us. We learn, but we always put our feeling first. I think, I feel. Who call you to think and feel about Islam? You just have to follow what Allah said. Allah said this. The Prophet said, finish. But no. I think. My feeling. And that's where we get so far away from the guidance of Allah. Allah wants us to think. But you must be wise. Do you think that you know better than Allah? What do we say, brother and sister? Do we know better than Allah? No. Do you see things more than Allah? No. Allah sees everything. The past, the present, the future is in the knowledge of Allah. So why not you just learn how to submit to Him? Follow what He wants you to do. It's for your own good. Allah will never misguide us. He wants the best for us. He sent the best people to guide us. But we choose not to follow. We choose our way. I always say, you want to buy food, you can go to Kowei. You can go to Causeway. You can order from Amway. When come to character, come to religion, come to reality and life, you follow the way of Allah Rabbul Alameen. That is the right way. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. We all have been asking Allah the same thing again and again. Oh Allah, guide us all to the straight path. Now the straight path conference is on. Alhamdulillah, good scholars have been invited to share their knowledge and experiences. So some of our members is not here, they may be there. Yeah. We support all the good brothers who are doing good things, yeah, to share the good knowledge with the public. Allah said, we make them the prophets after Ibrahim leaders, guiding by our command, by our book, Wahyu. We reveal to them the doing of good deeds. Allah guide them, show them what is good deeds. Not they create their own good deeds, Allah show them what is good deeds. The performance of prayer, all prophets worship Allah. How do they worship? We don't know. How many rakat? We don't know. How many times per day? We don't know. But they worship Allah. They prostrate. If you look in the Bible, look in the Old Testament, you look in all the books of Allah before Quran, you will come across the word sajidin, prostration, prostration, prostration. Moses prostrate, Jesus prostrate, all Adam prostrate, Noah prostrate, Abraham prostrate, everyone prostrate. And that is why you see Muslim until today they make sujood, because we are linked to all these prophets. But when the people don't follow the guidance anymore, they change their way. Jesus prostrate, but you hardly see the followers of Jesus prostrate. You just sit down and pray without prostration. When Jesus in the Bible said he went out and there he prostrate. If he is not a human, why must he prostrate? And he said to his people, I am the son of Mary. Yes, and giving zakat, meaning all prophets also have the ruling of giving zakat. How the zakat was given, wallahu a'lam. Meaning we must give. To be a good person, we do not just receive. Good children cannot be considered good until they start to give back to their parents. Until today, most of our children still receive from us, still expect us to give. But alhamdulillah, the giver is always better than the receiver. That's why the Prophet said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. Both is good. But if you don't have the poor, then you don't have the rich. Allah make it balance. The one who will work for you is the poor people. If everybody become rich, nobody want to work. When nobody want to work, everybody suffer. Nobody want to drive Grab car. Nobody want to get in Uber. So how are you going to travel? You have to drive. No one want to be your driver, so you become your own driver. But alhamdulillah, we have driver, you know, so that they can stop you at any point you want, and then you can go and do your shopping and the driver come and pick you up. You know, because we have the poor and the rich, well balanced. So always learn how to give. If you want to be a better person, learn how to give, not how to receive. And they were faithful worshippers to us. Allah is telling us, these prophets and messengers, never once they show ungratefulness to God. Never when they complain to Allah Almighty, even they have been tested by Allah more than all of us, but they are so faithful and obedient to Allah Rabbul Alameen. Never once when they don't get what they want, they say, I don't want to worship you anymore, oh Allah, because you don't respond to my prayer. None. The more they ask, sometimes Allah tests them more, but they never give up. Allahu Akbar. The prophets excel over other people in moral and physical qualities. When you say physical qualities, prophets is not like us. We only do something extra for God when we have extra time. We only volunteer for Allah with the worst quality. Hey, volunteer, no? Volunteer. No? So if I volunteer, I only come when I like. I only do what I like to do. But the Prophet, Allahu Akbar, the spirit of volunteerism is so amazing. Day and night, they never give up. Going out, reaching out to the people and calling back all of them to God. They go against them. They didn't ask any payment from them. They teach the people. They guide the people like how the parent guide the children. Not only as a teacher, tarbiyah, but rabbaniyah. And they don't ask any payment. They have trust that Allah will provide for them. But can you pay the service of the good people? Yes, you should honor. You should honor the knowledge. Respect them. Support them. Because they spend their time just guiding people. They spend their time teaching people. So we compliment each other. When people have problem come to them, they never say, that is not my problem. No. Prophet would never say this way. We used to say, that is not my problem. Yeah, your problem. You solve it by yourself. Prophet, no. Anytime when people need any advice, they will be there to give advice. Physically, they are very strong. They put the needs of the people more than for their own needs. They are here to serve more than to just become a big boss, commanding people. They will do by themselves. Allahu Akbar. They possess more moral qualities that qualify them to be the model and example for humanity. That's why Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, Prophet Muhammad is the best example and model for all of us who want to be successful here to the hereafter. They also possess the physical and mental power that enable them to stand firm in calling people back to Allah. Their duty is to call the people back to Allah. People don't like them, they keep on calling. People curse them, they keep on calling. People throw stone at them, they throw back prayer to them. They don't throw stone back. They pray for them. Allahu Akbar. Nobody throws stone at us yet. We have stopped calling people. One, twice we try. These people are a waste of time. You know, they are so stubborn. Only twice you talk to them, you say that they are stubborn already. So judgmental. Yeah. Prophet Noah calling his people 950 years. 950 years calling people to God. People say he's crazy. One of his sons said, my father is crazy, but he never stopped his mission. Allah Rabbul Alameen. we don't do anything. I don't have to do this. Not my job. This is the job of the ustaz, the dua, the alim. I'm not an ustaz. No, everybody have a role to play. If you can't spend your time, you can spend your wealth, support those who have the time. They sacrifice their time. Those who have energy, they offer their energy. Those who have money, they contribute their wealth. That's how we move. Together we move. Together we call everybody to become good. And together we will work together to forbid evil that cause unrest to every one of us. Good guy, we work together. The bad guy, we want to help them to be good. That's how we work. If the country don't think about the bad guy, they don't have to come up with prison. Why must they waste so much money to build prison and hire all the officers to look after the bad guy? Why? Because they have hope that this bad guy will change. Why must they have so many rehabilitation center for drug with the hope they will stop taking drug and become a good citizen? Never give up. We learn about the good character of the prophets from the Quran and the Sunnah. How do we know that this prophet had this good quality? Because Allah said so in his book, the last book, the Quran, the last testament. There's no other book after this. So comprehensive, it covers from the day you were born until you die. It covers everything. It talks about the past so that you will learn from the past. It talks about the present so you know what to do and what not to do. And it talks about the future, you know where is your destination, where are you heading. You know everything beforehand. If you fail, you fail yourself. You don't say guidance has not been given to you. Nobody informed you. It is your own choice not to follow. I don't care. This is me. This is me. I am me. Yeah. But you have the right to change. You have the right to be a better father, a better mother, a better children, a better teacher, a better brother, a better sister. It's up to you. Remember what Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمِ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِ. Allah the Almighty, the All-Powerful, He said, I will not change the condition of any one of you if you decide not to change. So if a person do not change, don't blame God. Don't blame others. Don't keep on pointing at others now. Change, but change to what? You have to change the way you think. You have to change from following your desire, following your feeling, to follow what Allah wants you to do. To follow what the Prophet wants you to do. That's the changes that Islam is talking about. Not just, I like to change, no? You see, I always change my shirt, you know. Every 1 month, I want a new shoes, I want to change. Or I want to change from one phone to another phone. No problem, if you can. But what is more important is your character. The spirit that is in you. Do we have bad character, brother and sister? Are we angels? Good. Are we shaitan? No. Alhamdulillah. Somebody say, no, what can we do? We are not angel. You know, we are all shaitan. No, don't say you are shaitan. We are not shaitan. You know, we are human. So human can be good, can be bad. Can change. Shaitan don't want to say that they are human. Shaitan never say I'm a human. He know he's a jinn. And he is proud to be a jinn. And you have good and bad jinn too. Yeah. It's important. So if you look at a person, your children or the youngsters, who are very stubborn, don't listen to your advice. Don't say to them, "Ini shaitan." That boy, shaitanic boy. No, no, no. You cannot use that term for human. They are human. Only I said, he is very weak. We must help him. He have turned astray. We must guide him. He's so far. We have to bring him back. That's how we work together. Don't be judgmental. Remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ سِوَارِكُمْ وَإِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِكُمْ. Our Prophet did mention, Allah will not look and value our image. How you look beautiful, pretty, white, fair, dark. No, no, no. Allah is not going to value you because of your dollars and cents. Are you a thousandaire? No, I am a millionaire. No, no, no. I am a billionaire. No, no. I am a trillionaire. You can be no air, no problem. Yeah. As long as you have your iman. Yeah. This air have no value to Allah. Allah, the Prophet said, Allah will not look into how you look, your color, your beauty, or how much property you have. But Allah will look into your deeds and your heart. Here. That is hidden. No one knows. You and Allah knows. And if you go to any heart specialist, call them to look into the heart. All look the same. Only some are stronger, some are weaker. Some are affected with viruses, some are clean, alhamdulillah. Some heart have a lot of dots. Why? Because you do a lot of bad thing to your heart. You smoke, one dot. You take drug, another dot. You commit a lot of sin, another dot. You don't pray Jumaat for 3 times, more dots. But you can erase that. You can repent to Allah and erase and clean the heart, inshallah. That's why the prayer that the Prophet always encouraged us, Ya muqallib al qulub. ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينِكْ وَعَلَى طَاعَتِكْ. Oh Allah, the one who control all the hearts, who can just change our heart anytime He like. We know He is the one who control the heart, not you, not me. We say, Oh Allah, strengthen my iman to you. Make me have a steadfast or strong heart who are very istiqamah, that I will not fail myself, I will not be ungrateful to you, O Allah. You have given me so much, the eye that can see, the ear that can hear, the hand that can touch things, the leg can move me from one point to another point. How can I be so ungrateful to you, O Allah? We should be thankful. Shakirin Allah. Wa shakirat. We hope Allah make us among the people who always are grateful and be thankful to Allah Almighty. Because He have given us so much. Malaysia, Allahu Akbar. Without we asking for rain, Allah send down rain. We complain, oh, why so raining? Today is a raining day. Allahu Akbar. You go to certain country, Middle East, rain is like the greatest blessing for them. Here we are just getting upset when rain comes. See, we don't ask, Allah give. So many things that Allah give us without we asking. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. How can we become so ungrateful to Him? How can we become so calculative with God when it comes to giving? We are counting how much we have given. No, no. How much Allah have given us, you cannot compare. And Allah did challenge us, if you will count the blessing that I have given you, you can't count. You cannot count. It's like what children one day, inshallah, may Allah give them strength, wealth, and help become righteous children. Maybe come and help the parent. Keep on supporting their parent. Never compare what you have offered to your parent than what your parent have given you. You cannot compare. To the extent that the Prophet did say to a guy, when he said, I have been helping my sick parent, yeah, my helpless parent, I dress them, I wash them, I feed them, I make them go to sleep, and but they keep on demanding more and more from me. Ya Rasulullah, should I respond to their needs, or is enough? The Prophet looked at that guy and he said, Anta wa ma luka li abik. Allahu Akbar. Look at the saying of our Prophet. You, oh yeah, my ummah, you and all your property belong to your parent. Without them, you are nobody. Without their sacrifice, you will not even go to school. They work so hard day and night to bring you up, provide for you so much, and they never count. If you ask your parent to go to their book and count, if they are a calculative parent, they key in. Today I spend my son so much, my daughter so much. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, the parents don't have this book with them. They don't even remember. They only remember now their children is growing. Suddenly, now they are so big. Suddenly, they become father. Alhamdulillah. And still the parent is giving because Allah gives them the special love they have to their children. If their children don't ask, they give to the grandchildren. Allahu Akbar. That's why the grandchildren love the grandparent. Yeah. But their grandparents keep on giving more and more. They don't give their children. You're too big already. I give my grandchildren. Allahu Akbar. Ni'mah. Ni'mah to have family, to have grandchildren, grandparents. Allahu Akbar. Among their good character, now let us go one by one. What are the character that make them so noble? Number one, Siddiq, truthfulness. Prophet never lie. If they do business, they never cheat. You know today's business world. You go to buy seafood in the market. You go and buy fruit. They have some rotten one aside. They don't tell you. They collect all this. You collect, pass it. Before they want to pass it to you, they put one. They exchange one. You don't even realize. Magic. There are a lot of magic. Illusionists. They are very fast in their hand. They prepare some bad stuff here, old stuff. Here they show you the new stuff. You pick up, they go and wait. They talk to you, you just look aside, they change one fruit. One is out now. That's why the Prophet said, whoever cheat while doing business, he's not my ummah. The extra you gain, but haram. They are not truthful. Today is very hard to get truthful businessmen. They will tell you, they'll talk to you, they are great liar. Honesty, Allahu Akbar. Honesty is the best policy, everyone knows. Nobody denied this value. Fairness, adil. They are very fair. Our Prophet even said to his own daughter, the most beloved daughter to him, Fatima, if we caught you stealing, we cut off your hand. That means the law of God applying to everybody. Nobody is above the law. very fair. Mercy, Allahu Akbar. Ruhama. Prophet is a very mercy person. People have done so much bad thing to them, cursed them, abused them, chased them away from their home. He keep on praying for them. Allahu Akbar. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. We never send you, O Muhammad, except to bring mercy to the world. Kindness, Allahu Akbar. They are very kind people. Tolerant. They are very tolerant. They go to the maximum. We go to the minimum tolerance. Enough. But they have the maximum tolerance. Allahu Akbar. Patient, sabr. The sabr of the Prophet is unbelievable. They can just raise up their hand. Oh Allah, punish this guy. Oh Allah, destroy this place. Allah will answer their prayer. Their time, the angel was commanded by Allah to come to the Prophet. Because the people have injured the Prophet. Hurt the messenger of Allah, throwing stone at him when he was on his way to Taif. After his uncle passed away, Abu Talib, the main supporter. After his beloved wife Khadija passed away, the strong supporter. He was a bit sad, of course, being human. He wanted to gain more support. So he planned his journey to Taif. To meet some other family members. They don't receive him with red carpet or blue carpet or green carpet or flower. They throw stone at him, injured him, bleed. The body of the Prophet was bleeding. The companion who was with him came and covered him, and they were stoned too, and they moved him out from Taif. While he was resting under a tree, the angel taking care of the mountains around Taif was commanded by Allah to approach the Prophet seeking his order. You want us to destroy these people of Taif? We will take up the mountain, the hills, and we will just cover it on them and destroy all of them. Just waiting for an order. The Prophet said, "Inni lam ub'as la'ana, walakin bu'istu da'iyan wa rahmah." I was not sent to bring disaster, to destroy, but I was sent by Allah as a savior, a caller, to bring mercy. Allahu Akbar. To bring mercy to Allah. Oh Allah, Allahumma hdi qawm, give guidance to the people of Taif. They rejected me because they do not know who am I. And give guidance to their children and their grandchildren. Oh Allah, mashallah. Can you imagine, brother and sister, the patience that the Prophet I am. If you and me like that, people throw stone. If the angel come, what to do to this guy? You better kill him. Get him out from my sight. Yeah. We are different, of course. We have a lot of desire. Nafsul ammara bisu. Deep in our heart, our mind, brother and sister, we are very destructive. If not because of Islam, we have destroyed ourselves a long time ago. It's because of Islam. Yeah, we are still guided, alhamdulillah. Patience, sabr is very, very important. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah is always with those who have patience. And according to the saying of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, patience is not when people After you have faced all the problem, after you have released your whatever you want to release, then you say, now I have patience. No, no, no. Patience is when you are tested by Allah. That is the time you hold on. You control your words, your tongue. That is where patience comes in. Not after you argue with people, you curse the person, then after that say, now I am patient, okay. Now no problem, I sabar. No, that is not the type of sabar that we are talking about. Modesty, Allahu Akbar. Prophet is not like us. You know, our Prophet Muhammad was offered to be the richest man among all the Arabs in Makkah. Among all the 360 tribes. They want to give him all the money they can collect and make him the richest man. He was living in a very humble house. Smaller than all our house. All our houses are big. He can live in palace if he wants. He can live in villas if he wants. But he chose to be very modest. The way he dressed, Allahu Akbar. He can dress with whatever dress he wants. But he dressed like the servant of Allah. The way he sit and eat is like a servant of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Very modest. That's why they are the best example. And so on. Anas radiallahu anhu said, Kana Rasulullah ahsanan nas, wa ujudan nas, wa ashja'an nas. Allah's messenger was the most handsome of people, and the most generous, and the most courageous. Very generous, and very brave to do the right thing. And lastly, before we end, because today we have a very important activities, the closing of Qalash competition. An activity that we have informed all our Jama'ah to participate. Some participate, alhamdulillah, but not for adults like you and me. It's only for children. 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12. Maybe 10 and 12, I forgot the age or so. Anas also said, Kana Rasulullah ahsanan nas khuluqa. Allah's messenger was the best in character among all people. Now, brother and sister, if Allah have said so, that they have the best character, we want to be the best people, who should we follow? Follow the Prophet. You see how easy our life is. Allah did not call us to follow east or west, south or north. He just so follow one man, one insan. How can we be so misguided, confused, when Allah only called us to follow one person? And why we are not following that one? And make our life so difficult. We follow this group, that group. Allah said, just follow one man, my messenger. Everything settled. Can we try to do that, brother and sister? Inshallah. So learn how to have patience. That means when you want to talk, be careful of your words. Choose the right words. Have good thoughts. Good feeling, be positive, constructive, proactive, ready to serve, ready to give. Learn all the good things. Have mercy, have patience, be kind. Then Allah Rabbul Alamin will help all of us. Like how Allah have helped the early generation, they are minority. But Allah give them victory upon victory because of the quality they have. And if you want to be blessed by Allah again, we have to have that kind of quality. A bit that we sacrifice for Allah, brother and sister, huge reward from Allah to all of us. that when we die, may Allah give us a good ending. Ameen. And may Allah meet all of us in Jannah. Ameen. And we will bear witness among ourselves, because we are together. Because we learn together. We act together. We pray together. We do all the righteous deed together. We help the children together. We have a lot of children with us today because of this Collage Superthinkers collaboration with Al-Qadim Youth Activity. So brother and sister, before, I hope you will stay on for those who are not rushing to anywhere, so that you can witness a bit of the activities that have been done. These are some activities that Superthinker focus on children, the growing up children. That what we said, Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Allah never created anything without a reason, brother and sister. Nothing that Allah created without a reason for play, but everything that Allah created, there is a reason behind it. The program that Superthinker was going into, the collage kind of competition, is to bring our children back to their nature. Engage themselves with Allah's creation, not the gadget, iPhone and this phone, smartphone, not smartphone, no. With Allah's creation, the leaf, the stones, the roots, trees, iron, everything that Allah have created around us. The collage kind of activities is to get the parent to support the children to do an activities that the parent is there and the children is also participating. It's a family activities. And relate them with Allah, who created this, who gave you the leaf, who is the one who makes the stone, the iron, all this. Who? We know Allah. Allah, who are Khalik, the creator of all things. Relate the children to the environment, so they value all the environment. Today, children don't know how to value nature. I mean the surrounding. They got hooked up. And they only use their finger and their eye, and they don't look at you anymore. Children don't look at the parent today, no time. You call them, yeah, papa, yeah. Yeah, ma, yes. What is happening to their eye? They are hearing you call them, but their eye don't move. Here is more important, papa. Here is more important. Let us go. No. My game is more important. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. You know what is going to happen to your children? One day, in the near future, you become a dumb society. No more talking. Yes, no. It's happening to you and me now. It's going to be worse for our children. So these activities is something that the Superthinker have think about it. They try. We give all the support that we can. And once again, we thank all the brothers and sisters who have sponsored some of the children. They don't have their own children, but they bought, they buy the envelopes with some kind of guideline for you to do. For those who have been doing good deeds, may Allah reward all of you. Ameen. For those who do not know what they are doing, you can get to know them. Omintiasis Maslina is here today outside in the team. You can check with them. You will know them later on, inshallah. So once again, brother and sister, on behalf of Al-Qadim, we like to thank all the good brothers and sisters who have been supporting us all the time. May Allah also accept all your contribution. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and our children from difficult time. And may Allah reward all of us with Jannah. Amin. And for those who are the first time here with their children, we welcome you to our center. This is the center that we have a lot of activities Saturday morning, Sunday morning. We just finished our Salat course yesterday, once in a month. The Salat course is one of the most important course of Al-Qadim to connect ourselves with God. How to keep our connection with Allah strong and good. Without any further delay, brother and sister, before I end and pass it here to the youth leader. And the youth leader also is my son, my eldest son. Because we as a family, we train to do things together. And that is what we have to do. Allah said, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." Save yourself and your family. We want we to get involved, our children to get involved, and we encourage all the parents who have their children also get their children involved, so that when we die, we know they are in safe hand, in a safe environment, and that will make us have a happy ending, inshallah. We have a lot of family here who always bring the whole family to our class. Not only they come as father, as mother, but their children, yeah, their cousin, yeah, everybody they bring there is very, very good. We are responding to the ayat of Allah, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." Save yourself and your family from hellfire. So, brothers and sisters, once again, don't forget to keep on praying for all of us, for those who are back with us, Haji Arifin, that he will be healthier and healthier, inshallah. Yeah. I really love his spirit. He's the first guy, who always been here, and the one who always will lead the azan for Zohar prayer. He's an old man. By right, the young people should azan, but young people are shy, and the middle age are shyer. You know. So, left the oldest, but not just an old man. Yeah, with the young spirit, the spirit to call people back to Allah Rabbil Alameen. We hope that we also have that kind of spirit when we grow old. We don't excuse that, "Oh, Ustaz, what can I do? I'm old now. I'm 70, you know." You must ask him, "How old are you, Brother Haji Arifin?" And then he will share with you. Now, if his spirit is so strong, I think our spirit should also be like him, at least. At least like him. So may Allah help us, may Allah guide us, brothers and sisters. So now I will just pass it to my son, Imtiaz, yeah, to carry on what he have to do. Yeah. I was stopped by Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikum salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Okay, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Before that, there's some housekeeping things that we need to do. One of it is announcement of a car plate number WWR38. There's a request if you could kindly move your car or repark your car so that other cars can move. In the meantime, these are like